This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And we say happy Monday morning. Man, it feels good to be back in the old studio. It's like being back home in my own bed last night. God, that was nice to get there. And hope everybody out there had a great weekend. We got a little different cast of characters in here. Jamie, who's with us now, great to have him. I just met him for the first time. He'll get to know what an idiot I am. It'll just take him just a little period of time. He'll figure that out. All Day Dan Day, and from the Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde, right off a little fishing and swimming right into hanging with
us. A good trip on the water is one that you return from. That's how I've come to gauge it when I've gone out. We had a great trip, little boating this weekend.
Yeah.
Diving and...
Now, is the goal, can you enjoy the water without catching fish, or is that kind of... Yeah. You like to do both.
But we weren't fishing yesterday. We were actually scuba. We were down in the Key Largo and went on a couple wrecks. But one of the guys we were with did go down and spearfish and came up with dinner for tonight. It was too late tomorrow, so...
So...
Different world, Joe.
I'm flipping through the TV. Yes, I just got to get this out. And please don't call me a wussy or soft or, you know, I'm not a South Florida guy. But I got to say this. I don't know why I do this to myself. I'm watching, going through the shows yesterday, and they had something on bull sharks.
I'm glad I didn't see this before I'm out
and,
there.
And they tease coming up next, one of the biggest bull sharks ever seen in South Florida. So I was like, oh, I got to see this. It's a female, you know, and huge. And talking about, they can be me. I'm like, hey, don't have to worry about me in the Keys or out here off Fort Lauderdale. Hell no.
So we're this
you
guy.
You fear bull sharks?
Do I fear them?
Yeah.
I respect them. I highly respect them. Yeah. I don't like to be around them. But... Like this guy who's, we're diving, if you know the Key Largo, the Duane, it's a wreck. It's about 120 feet in the water. And, you know, it's one of these made reefs. And guy goes down there and spear fishes on the wreck and gets a couple yellow jacks. And he's coming up, and you have to regulate coming up, you know, stop. And I got in the water to look, okay, where is he? And there's a nice bull shark circling him as... There are a lot of bull sharks on that wreck. It's well known. And so, but he doesn't care. You know, he's in a different world, different mindset than I am. He's comfortable in that
world. I got friends that I've worked with down here at NBC that every weekend would go down there, and just sharks are like having good neighbors. Like they don't fear them. Everything's good.
They just shove them away. If they come. Oh, it came in and I shoved it away. You know, and I'm like, that's not, you know, and I have a good friend of mine was coming up with a fish he'd speared, and a shark went rocketing by him. They want the fish. They don't want the people. Right. And it went, he was holding it the wrong way. It went rocketing by him, and it clipped his ankle, just nicked his ankle. If it had been an inch over, he would have lost his, you know, part of his foot. So There are stories out that, and that's just my, I don't do this very often.
I'm not trying to bring up fear in South Florida to people that are fish their
Shark
whole life.
Shark Week, I'm to Joe Rowe show.
But I just happened to see that damn show, and they get you, man. They got me for a second, and I turned around. I'm not doing that. I do this every year.
I thought you would have watched golf all weekend,
I did. I couldn't turn it off. Actually, I got home and watching it at the airport on my way back, and every bit I could... The Scottie Scheffler story continues, man. It is so funny. Woody, being a negative human being that he can be about 80% of the time, like, well, Scottie Scheffler, now they're trying to make him Tiger Woods. I go, well, one guy made some stupid comments, but no. Like, I think everybody's not thinking Scottie Scheffler won the British Open, and he dominated. I mean, he did. He had a double bogey and kind of teased everybody that they were four strokes back, but... It didn't feel like he was in trouble. But no, man. Like, Tiger Woods, different level. And Scottie Scheffler had to say this afterwards. After winning, and he has dominated the last couple years. He's got, you know, he ain't much of a personality. He likes being with, he's talked about family and faith, and the little one's important, and he likes to just go home and, this is not his life. And people go, not your life, man. It's about winning championships. He goes, hey, man, that's not what I'm about. I'm about the family. I'm going home and celebrate with my good friends and you know, his whole makeup. But, you know, and then they got some, one of those guys, I don't know who was McGinley or one of those guys on the coverage said, he keeps this up. He is starting to look like Tiger Woods. Like, calm down. Tiger's won 15 majors. Scotty just won his fourth. He's going through a hell of a run. 29 years old. Great. Can't say enough about – I don't know how much you saw. He had some putts for par yesterday when he got a little sloppy. I think he had like a 15- and 16-foot putt and back-to-back to save par that were incredible putts under the heat. And, you know, they over there, they want their guys to win. They want to see Rory and Rory's number two in the world. They wanted to see it. But, yeah, it was fun to watch a guy dominate. I like watching some guy dominate when everybody's chasing him.
We used to love when Tiger Woods dominated. I would watch golf.
Oh, that was different.
Because when he was up, you'd tune in a Sunday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just heard a stat that Tiger, when he was leading after three rounds, 37 straight tournaments, He closed it out.
37 straight.
So you would watch. You would watch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you'd want him to just grind, just dominate. You know, just destroy. You know, take a 3-shot lead and make it 10 shots. With Scheffler, though, you tune into golf and I want to watch competition and you didn't see it. So, but what else does golf have to talk about? But is he Tiger? You know, it's a little.
I know
LeBron
and
Michael.
He's got. He's just, if you're looking for personality.
Well, Tiger had no personality.
No, but he had that thing.
He had an aura on the golf course.
I don't know. What brought another 15,000 every day at the Big Blue Monster? You tell me. Why did so many people, why did our coverage start on Tuesday when he's out hitting golf balls and they want us live at 5 o'clock to try to get a shot of Tiger Woods?
There is a stat out that between his first major win and fourth major win, both of them, it's the exact same number of days. It's like 1,100 and something days. And that's the jumping off point for saying Scheffler is the next Tiger.
Yeah. Well,
but it's getting carried away.
Yeah, right? I'm not a hater. He's dominated the sport. Anytime we get one guy that dominates a team or individual sport, we talk about him. And I get golf's not like – it's not the NFL. Never will be. Then we get those kind of numbers from the British Open or the Masters or anything else. But I like watching. Like, hey, man, this guy he comes out and birdies the first hole, hits some ridiculous shot, spins to about a foot, taps it in, and like, here he goes again, man. He's off and running, and it was impressive. Hey, a lot of top players didn't make the cut. Koepka, Reed, Morikawa, Jason Day, you know, so I just named a couple guys from the LIV Tour as well as the PGA Tour that – you know, people thought had a chance. They didn't even make the cut. So this guy finishes top 10 every week and dominates, and it was fine. I have nothing, and they already got – is he the most dominant athlete in sports
right
now?
Right, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. This is what we do. The national shows have just beat the crap out of it, man.
Mid-July, there's not a lot to talk about in sports, right? We're waiting. It's coming. You know what's coming this week, Joe?
Yeah, I do. Wednesday.
We made it. We made it through another offseason. Right?
I do want to get into it. You had an article. Changes basically inside and out. Does it make a difference in year four of Mike McDaniel with all the things that we have just gone through from the end of the season through the offseason, and here we go. They're younger. I saw you put that. It's a younger team. It's not going to have a bunch of veteran guys. They're kind of got away from that. And they tried to change some things in the offseason in the culture, if that's the word we're going to use, leadership. I'd like to get away from all that stuff and just be able to talk about football and not have to.
But you
talk
can't
about
talk
age.
About it. Look, they got younger. They got more physical. Look, their first
size,
two draft picks are on the offensive and defensive line. They were more fiscally responsible this offseason.
Well, they blew it out last year.
The last couple
you can't
of
do
years.
That
yeah,
every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but they didn't sign anybody. You know, they signed a
money.
Guard.
Yeah,
small
but,
money.
But small money. Yeah.
Okay, and with that comes younger and comes. They're not taking injury risks this offseason like they did. Although I say that, and several of their free agents were injury questions.
Their top guy from Pittsburgh, their guard is banged up. I don't know if he's going to be ready.
But
to start
the main
camp.
Thing, I think, the big move they make, and they felt they really had to make it. They're not going to miss Jalen Ramsey. You talk to people there, and they're happy that Jalen Ramsey isn't back. You know,
yes.
Here's a guy who and you say that, and okay, they're going to be better in the locker room, they're going to be better in the practice field, but they got no cornerbacks. So it's sort of a, you know, let's see how this all shakes out. It's fine to say we got a better culture and all that.
It is amazing, and it's done, and we all have to let it go, including.
No, we don't. We don't have to let it go.
Well,
Joe.
We don't have to completely let it go, but. What a pain in the ass Jalen Ramsey had to be that they couldn't wait to get rid of him and knew they're going to have to throw. And they end up throwing a little bit of money in there, not as much as I thought they're going to have to, but they gave up some players to do it.
Sure.
Gave up a
and they gave him Jonnu Smith to do it. You know, I mean, they had to put him in.
But, hey, man, I'm with you. We got four guys, 320 pounds, three defensive tackles and an offensive guard. Let's play them. Let's get in there. Savanaya signed his contract. When they go out on Wednesday, hey, kids, line up. Right guard, your job. You get in there. There's no reason to go through this. You haven't been here. We're not playing that game. Everybody's aware of everything. Nothing against any of you backups. Get in there. Let's play.
Well, they traded a second and third round. They used a third round pick.
They moved up to 37
he has
to get him.
He has to
early
be. Last guy, person they did this for on the offensive line was – Liam Eichenberg.
The guy he's replacing, exactly.
So, but they have to hit on him. This was they highlighted him as a guy we need.
So, you know, as you kind of sit back and watch it, and, you know, you'll be out there practice, and we'll be out there, and before you know it, they'll have about a week and a half on the road for preseason. First time I can ever remember this, by the way, coming up. They're going to be in Detroit and Chicago and not coming home. I mean – like half their camp is going to be – they won't even be here. They'll be on the road together. I'm guessing there's going to be on days off, they're going to do team building and all those things with the full squad there. But here's the deal. They're not Kansas City. They're not Baltimore. And they're not Buffalo. Right now, that if everything stays at its best, we're not those three teams. It's not a shot. We're just not those.
Well,
three
are
teams.
They in the? My question isn't that is, are they in the second tier?
Well, there you go, and yeah. And I'm glad you brought up the second tier: Denver, L.A., Houston, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And I'm working off basically the teams that finished ahead of you last year, that were in the playoffs. Most of those teams are in the playoffs. So, and of course, Houston won their division. One team had 11 wins. I think Chargers had 11 wins. Most of them had 10 wins. Cincinnati had 9. Are we in that category? Because you could be. And if you are, you're probably talking, you take the middle number, 10 wins.
That's to me, 10 wins is a stretch right now. Other than
you said you saw that schedule.
I said other than look at that schedule win. That opening 8 games.
You got to beat the Colts, and we got to beat beat Daniel Jones in the opener.
Yeah.
Now I'm jumping ahead here, a month and a half, but that's all right. Daniel Jones, you got to take care of, and you got to come back, and you got to beat New England like you did last year, and they're going to be a lot better. It's going to look a lot different when you play. You got to take care.
1 o'clock game down here against a
zillion reasons that we should be, be M&Ms, man. Right.
And then Buffalo on Thursday night. That's the one.
Quick week.
The first half of the season. That's obviously the toughest game.
Want to get that Thursday game early before you're all beat up, and you got. I believe you have two of them, but that.
And you play in Buffalo in September rather than December. That's always a plus for sports writing travel. I don't know about the team, but certainly for us, our travel much much better.
See, there you go. Just got in there right away. Yeah. It's so fun. The only thing I think about is those December and January rides into bad weather, landing that friggin' plane. I never get used to it, man. Yeah, never get used to it. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. If you're just joining us, that's Dave Hyde. You're here with us, and we got a lot of stuff. By the way, the Marlins, I started to turn them off in the ninth inning last night. It's 7-0. I go, well, this one's over. And even our announcers are going, hey, they're gonna win this series. They take 2 out of 3. 4-game win streak is over. And then the next thing you know, it's 7-4, and a tying run is at the plate. And and Stowers is on deck.
Here we go.
I love this kid, Stowers, man. Love him.
My sons went to Friday night game. All you can eat hot dogs.
Oh yeah, the dollar special.
And when Kansas City scored and was at the top of the 10th.
Yeah.
They said, "Let's get out of here." And they're getting to their cars and they're, "Wow, Stowers hit the home run."
Stowers hit a bomb.
I thought, you guys, man, you're the worst South Florida fans ever.
You gotta beat that small crowd getting out of there, but so I was like, and I think there are a lot of other people 7-0 and people were going, "I hope people didn't turn around cuz it's turn away." It's 7-4, 2 on, tie and run up, and if somehow you can load the bases, Mr. Clutch.
Oh yeah! By the way, over the past month, his numbers are so far ahead of anybody in baseball.
Jeez.
It's pretty amazing.
You know, it's so funny because everybody thought Norby was going to be the of that trade, and come to find out here, Kyle Stowers has been ridiculous. All right, we got to go to break. A lot more stuff to get to. Here on a Monday morning, man, we got some football stuff, ACC meetings. We'll have the Miami Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal, and some of the players on with us tomorrow from North Carolina. Woody's on his way up there. Woody's taking over that trip for me, and I really appreciate it as he'll be up there with.
Yeah, I thought
family.
You made that trip in recent years. What you saw Belichick and you got the hives. You said I don't need
nah,
that.
I got him before the Belichick thing actually going up there. Yeah, that was I'd just rather be down here. Cutting back a little bit, Dave. Cutting back and Woody's gonna turn into a little vacation up there, so it'll be good. Hey, your South Florida Chevy dealer, speaking of vacations, starting to look around, you're not going on vacation yet, but you're getting really close. And you're thinking, we're going to stay away from the airports. We're not doing that. We're tired of all the delays and all the problems at the airports right now. Let's grab ourselves an SUV that's really comfortable for the whole family and really enjoy our summer vacation. Let's go to North Carolina, into the mountains. Let's go to the West Coast and the White Beach. Hey, let's just hang around South Florida. But if you're looking for an SUV that's got a great look and plenty of space, you will love what you're going to see at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida for the all-new Equinox, which is fantastic. The 2025 Traverse. Boy, I'll tell you what, the 2025 Traverse, it is a mini Tahoe. It really is. And Suburbans and Tahoes, I just got the 2025 Tahoe. So roomy for everybody. Just a great way to go. But if you want to just go a little bit small, that 2025 Traverse, between the great look and all the space for the family, the cargo, and everything else with that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine is fantastic. Now, Silverado trucks, man, always our cleanup hitter. Strong, durable trucks, man. One perfect for you. Heavy lifting, don't worry about it. We got a Silverado truck with four strong options for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember this one day? Ain't no sunshine, no. She's always gone on. She goes away.
What would be your go-to karaoke song, Joe? What do you got?
What do you got for me? Won't do it.
You just did it. What do you mean you won't do it?
I did it at the what was that place in Florida when I was with my daughter? I got just trash bagged one night with some of the other parents and the dueling pianos or something. And you could pick songs, and by the end of the night, I was just...
Singing Roxanne, probably, right?
I don't know. Whatever the guy would, I think he's throwing in some Billy Joel off the piano. And this guy was, you know, trying to just egg me on. And everybody's got their phones up to, you know, that's the problem. If you could just do it like the old days and it would just go away, but now everybody's got to put their effing phone up in your face.
Yeah, there's a CEO. Like, oh. There's a CEO out there right now who's wishing that phone hadn't been invented, huh?
So let me ask you.
The Jumbotron.
I got to ask you because, you know, right away, Woody said, oh, you got to see this while I'm in California. So I look, and sure enough, it blows up. The CEO and head of HR. Just welcome to corporate America. The CEO and the HR, head of HR banging each other. I mean, that's just beautiful. So And then I always wonder, like, okay, this probably goes on a lot in good old corporate America. And now people are going, well, what? And it happens, okay? Power positions, you know, new girlfriend.
Head of HR, though? Head of HR.
Not necessarily head HR, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just... But why are so many people interested in this? Why did this thing blow? I mean, it's still a lead story. Why?
I well, first of all,
the cheating goes on every day, everywhere.
First of all, was the reaction of the video where he like slunked out of the picture and she turned around. If they had just stood there, no one would have, other than the wife.
I would just fire that guy. Like, you're our CEO. You're the dumbest human being of all time. And by the way, the guy lived in Foxborough, so he didn't live that far from the stadium. And I'm guessing you're going to get, he thought, I'll get lost in 65,000. So if I want to, you know, we want to hold hands or hug each other while we're watching, listening to Coldplay. But, like, how stupid can you be? How stupid can you be?
I heard Coldplay is now having a no-camera zone, so they're making sure people still come to their concerts.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, it seemed like everybody, you know, had a good laugh about it. And I'm guessing, I feel bad for, and for people who don't think I have a heart, I feel bad for the soon-to-be ex-wife. She ain't staying around. You can't humiliate somebody more than that. Friggin' head HR, the woman I met when you hired her?
He's worth $1.2 billion, so I'm sure the divorce lawyer, she's at least looking at...
No, that's what the company was worth. Is that what the company was worth?
Okay.
I think he's okay, though. They said he's done real well. He didn't do well enough to keep him after that, though. That bad PR.
Not real smart. Not real smart guy running your company there.
Yeah, that was...
He had to be, you know...
She was divorced, by the way. Head of HR is divorced.
Okay, well, that makes it...
A little
that
better.
Makes it better. Sure, from her
boss.
Side, I guess. Sure, does that make it
boss.
Better?
Yeah. Hey, man.
They had to be hoping they were on that center stage for 3 or 4 days.
When you decide that you want to be head of HR... I guess she had all this stuff about all the programs she's put in place for a good working environment and all that stuff. I'm just saying, like, if you're head HR and you go through, people in HR go through divorces, but you can't be banging people at work.
Maybe not the CEO.
I mean, there's
maybe let's
a lot
start
of people,
there.
But maybe not anybody.
I did read, and I don't think this was a Twitter fake news, that they both resigned.
Sprinted out of there. We're done. Don't tell us we're fired.
Shocking,
we quit. We're done.
Shocking.
We're done, Dave. That's it. Hey, yes. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on here, and the Miami Dolphins will be full squad in Tuesday. First day on the field, I believe, is on Wednesday. And we'll get a look. Here we go, man. Here we go with all the talk. The team has been absolutely bashed all offseason. Like, I can't remember. It's been a long time. Would you agree that it's been?
Oh yeah, they are the national target the last couple of weeks. It seems like because there's not a whole lot to talk about. And
I always love when they try to like somehow blame like one person and like no, we like look at. I love you guys, but sometimes you have to look in the mirror and go, we've done a lot of this to ourselves.
Well, they've done all of it to themselves.
So, I mean, you go, well, why are they talking? Listen, back off and look at some of the stuff, and you could see where people might be critical of the team going in. And there's only one thing left, man. Rally together and go out, and that starts with Tua Tagovailoa staying healthy for 17 games.
17 games, Joe?
I know.
17? Look. In his after his rookie season,
I know.
He's missed 4-4-0-7. What's the outlier there? The outlier is the zero. First of all, I would say 15. For any NFL quarterback, 15 games would be the... You have to go into a season knowing your guy is going to be there 15 games, okay, barring a major.
I'd probably take 15, but it would nice to see him go back to the 1 year where they won 11 games and have him ready to go for 17 games. And by the way, It wasn't all concussion. It was hip. There were a lot of it was hip. I was told probably wasn't going to play that game. If they would have had another week, he was not going to play. That wasn't all of a sudden going to be, oh, playoffs, it's good. So, but it's got a, he's, I mean, he is directly connected to Mike and Chris in so many ways. System, money given, the whole deal. We need Tua. Got same guys, got same weapons. Been really, when you look at the core of weapons, it's still Tyreek on one side, Waddle on the other, and Achane coming out of the backfield.
But there's a mystery, too, because they got three of the fastest guys, probably the three fastest trio in sports, I'm sure.
It would be hard to beat those guys in a three-man relay
now. No team has but that should say go deep, right? You have speed like that. I mean, teams go looking for speed, and they say, "Go, okay, we're going to go deep." But this team didn't go deep last year. So that's the mystery that's got to be solved.
But that's one of the things on that list that they have over there that we got to improve on. And one of them is splash plays or whatever you want to – plays over 20, 25 yards, where we were so good for 2 years, so good. And it was just some of it was taken away. Some of them had to do with who was quarterbacking at the time to make some of those throws. But, boy, that's got to be – I don't know where you put that on the list, but for offense, and we got to get a running game. There's no question. It dropped way off from 2023 to 2024 by 30 yards and 12 touchdowns last year running the ball, 27 touchdowns a year before the Raheem Mostert big year that he had. And so some of those things offensively have to get fixed. And then how quickly we're going to play a bunch of young guys, how quickly before those guys will be ready to play, really ready to play. And I know there's going to be some growing pains. They're going to take false steps and they're going to, you know, and I'm talking basically about the big guys because they're going to have to play a bunch of them. The other one that should not be a problem, and that is get Zach Seeler's contract fixed quickly. I know what you've been doing with money. I know that the message is loud and clear. You know, we spent a lot the year before, and we're going, you need to take care of him. This is not like some shocker that he wanted a new contract. And then on top of that, you put a lot of kids around him, and he's going to be a big part of their development.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that hasn't been taken care of by now. But, you know, like everything else, it works on deadlines, and it'll, I'm sure, either before camp or when he has his hold-in, which is coming.
That's coming.
It'll get taken care of.
Drew, by not saying anything last night, it's coming.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. And you know what? All their past mistakes shouldn't preclude them from doing what the right thing here is, which is reworking that. And they should want to rework that contract to get him. You know, he's going into the last year. They don't want him going to free agency at the end of this year, right? I mean, I he's 31, I believe. Is he that old?
No.
He'll be 31 when that
ends. What I see,
ends.
I think he's 29. Yeah. I think he's 29 going to
okay,
be 30.
Okay, so, but to your point, they have young defensive tackles they've invested in. They need someone there to show them the ropes, how to be a pro, you know, just how to go through your daily day.
Play there. Banged up, stay durable.
Everything, yeah.
I mean, that dude is, he is special. There's no question about it. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. ACC meetings kickoff up in North Carolina tomorrow. We'll have plan on joining us because we'll have the Miami Hurricane players and head coach with us to talk a little bit about the kickoff and what the ACC is going to look like this year. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, there's nothing worse. Dave, I've told you more than once. Going through ED and low T is a really bad thing. But you know what? Young guys laugh at me sometimes. And sometimes you chuckle when I'm saying, hey, I had low T and ED. But guess what? It's going to happen to every guy out there. Every guy out there sooner or later has to make some adjustments in your life. You're tired all the time. Your sex drive is gone. There for a while, it's hit or miss. And then it's just a whiff. And then the wife's making excuses. Oh, honey, you're just stressed out. You're just tired. No, something else is wrong. I've got ED. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it for me, and they'll do it for you. The first appointment, so professional. first class in everything they do. Now, whether you're getting ready for your summer vacation or you're getting ready for a real busy football season, you want your energy back, you want your sex drive back like you used to have it, you can do it with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You want to turn back the clock. I know it's important to me. I think it's important to you. Set up that first appointment to go get your T, your PSA test, meet with their professionals. They have a great staff, and they're going to put together a plan that's perfect for you. With 7 locations in South Florida, by the way, a brand new one in Hollywood, so easy to get to, not too far off of 95 there. Hey, I just want to let you know, man, nobody does it better. And you're going to get great results. You're going to do it the safe way. And not only that, they police your program to get the best results. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Information today. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. How about that Marlins team? End up losing yesterday, being out 7-0, and then if you turned it off, 7-4, two runners on. Guy had a chance to tie it up at the plate with two outs and ends up flying out, but Kyle Stowers on deck. Bases loaded would have been just...
It tells you how successful they've been from expectations this year, that first of all, you were watching. Second of all, you were thinking, they could do this. They have a chance, right? And at this, back in April, I was with every same thing. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Complete rebuild.
100 losses.
I'm not going to pay 100 attention. 100
plus losses again. This is going to be a matter of fact, they were even saying, hey, this might be a rough one. You know, one more year before we start to get this figured out. And all of a sudden, Xavier Edwards and Otto Lopez and Kyle Stowers and these guys coming up with big hits and running. Actually, the fundamentals of the game, they've been really, really good. 46-52 on the season. Since June 13th, they're 21-11.
And the surprising thing, the most surprising thing, even above Kyle Stowers, is they're doing it with Sandy Alcantara's really not.
No.
I mean, he's having a bad year by baseball numbers. And I heard the manager on with you the other day and talking to how frustrating the year is for Sandy. If they were going to have this type of year, this type of half season or half season plus, you would have said Alcantara's back. And every fifth day they have a Cy Young winner going out there, and he's not.
That's a great point. He just has not. He had a little period there where he did pitch well till this last few outings. He has not been as good a player, but man, their story is has been a great one, and they got three against San Diego. Manny Machado and the gang will be in here for three starting tonight, but kind of fun to watch. And again, I didn't have high expectations because by the way, what they said, not what I said, but what they thought, and they've had some guys hurt. And Max Meyer went down, and he's out. But they're finding ways to keep on winning, and they win a lot of games late. I mean, they look like a veteran team the way. And this Kyle Stowers story: what, three home runs against Baltimore, comes home, hits one, by the way, in that crazy 10th inning of the
the
All Star game.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come home. He hits a first at bat home run. And then he hits the home run to win the game in the 10th inning. So.
With all those dollar hot dogs out there.
Dollar hot dogs.
Dollar hot dogs. Brilliant. Dollar hot dogs will get your attention.
My
man.
Son's had four each, they said. Now, that's not many. That's not many. I was like, come on, only four? You had to up it. 9-10 innings, you had four hot dogs. Come on.
I love hot dogs. I do love hot dogs too, man. I mean, it's old school, but I love hot dogs. Hot dogs don't always love me, though.
Yeah,
I've had to simplify the hot dog. The chili hot dog, I had to do away with the beautiful, super sexy chili hot dog.
You get the healthy hot dog now. The Heat had an all-you-can-eat hot dog night, and I actually called up two of these professional hot dog eaters.
Yeah.
I did a column on this. This was years ago.
Yeah.
And had them come to the game, and they ate that place out of hot dogs. They by the end of the game, this place said, we don't have any hot dogs left.
That's it.
And they were like, it was gross because they were like sweating meat sweats on their face and everything. These professional hot dog eaters. I don't want to ever see that again.
Yeah. My son for the birthday party for my grandson had a hot dog vendor come out, and they were so good. Now, I brought a little appetite when I was there. I was prepared. I thought they'd have the pizza. You know, the kids usually get the pizzas, and they went hot dogs. And
Do you believe ketchup on hot dog is one of these? There's a great movie scene in that Clint Eastwood. I can't think of the movie, but you only put mustard on hot dog. No, don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
I'm gonna tell you one worse. I put mustard on hamburgers only, hot dogs only, and French fries only.
French fries.
Mustard. I don't use ketchup. I don't know what happened with me and ketchup.
What happened? We're going to have to. That traces back to your childhood, obviously, Joe.
I don't know. I don't know when I went to the hardcore mustard, but the mustard dipped on sweet fries as well as French fries.
First time I went to Europe, and I remember I was backpacking, and they ate mayonnaise with French fries. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Mayonnaise and
you
mustard.
You mix some mayonnaise and
it's
mustard.
A good marriage. That's a good marriage in the Rose family right there, the mayonnaise and mustard. Just not a ketchup guy. I don't know why. I don't want to get in the whole thing. And by the way, nobody gives a hoot about my stuff. Hey, so I did want to get into this morning. So yesterday, Scottie Scheffler put on a hell of a show. I get the personality and... You know, there's not much there, but I'm just talking about flat out dominating on what he has done especially over the last 2 to 3 years, he has just been unbelievable. Clearly the best golfer anywhere in the world. I don't care what tour, you know, the world rankings, he's number one and won by a lot. I didn't even realize till yesterday Rory McIlroy was number two, who had himself a nice little tournament. Not great, but think he finished right around the top 10. But Scottie Scheffler. So when you get this kind of performance, we always do this. We have a habit of doing this in this country. And that is, when somebody dominates, we got to start trying to match him up with one of the greats of all time. And Scottie, by the way, I give him credit because I stayed around to hear what he had to say afterwards. And he said, yeah, I'm hearing this Tiger Woods stuff. He said, listen, man, I've won 4 majors. Tiger's won 15. He said, I'm basically a quarter of the way there, and I'm almost 30 years old. Like, slow down. Slow down a little bit. You know, Tiger, and he made sure that he didn't, you know.
Golf wants that debate, though. They're desperate for that
debate. Well, they were Rory for a while. Rory's going to be the next Tiger.
He's had a great career, but not
Rory
anything.
Got off to a good start, but he went through a long drought.
Yeah.
And until winning some more majors.
Won the Masters this year after. But with Scheffler.
But why would a guy that does this for a living go, if he keeps this up, like, slow down. It's a nice run. Scheffler's playing great. But if there's a sport, it's got so many parts to it. Like, you can be great hitting your driver. You can be good with your irons. And if you can't putt, you can't win. That guy's putting yesterday. He one putted back to back holes, 15 footer, 16 footer. You know, after really screwing up a hole that could have been a bogey or double bogey, he makes par. And he was just 19 birdies, one eagle, and a bunch of clutch par putts that he was able to make. And if any part of your game's off of those three parts that I just, your short game basically, you can't win tournaments. You be great driving. You can putt well, but if you can't do the other parts, you can't win.
You know, I thought the most interesting thing about Scheffler was when he said, I think it was on Saturday, if he wins, he'll be happy for a couple minutes. Yeah, and he tried to explain that, saying, you know, his family, and it reminded me, and he was praised for it. And, of course, he has a well-rounded life, okay? That's basically what he was saying, and he golfed a very important part of that, but his family's. And my mind went back to Trevor Lawrence saying almost the same thing as the Jacksonville quarterback, and he just got jumped. And it tells you the mentality of the two different sports, where you have a quarterback, oh, my God, you have something beyond football in your life? That's impossible. Football has to be the driven thing in your life. And Scheffler said the same thing, and it was the perfect answer.
Well, it's the perfect answer because he's kicking everybody's ass right now.
Okay, right.
I mean, right, he's winning a ton of tournaments, so it's easy to say that. You know, my family and my son and my, you know, my, that's the most important thing, and God. And I mean, you're right. He said all the right things.
When you win, you can say anything and it sounds great, right? And when you lose, you can say and it doesn't sound
good.
I'll
be honest with you. I always thought when you were number one or at the top of your game, look at the Mahomes, always got his wife with him and the kids. The guy looks right for the best, but you just feel like it's hard to balance your life when so many people are pulling at you when you're that good.
Which is why it's important to have that balance.
Well,
right?
I agree.
I mean that, but my what I've noticed is people who do have long runs, and now we're talking Tiger Woods, which is going to just defeat my argument, but people in general who do have long runs have a very structured and balanced life. You know, they're not.
Hey, we've learned a lot. And I'm a big fan. Tiger, I am Tiger's biggest fan. I really am.
Oh, I love.
And I haven't
Tiger.
Jumped off the bandwagon, whatever. You know,
you haven't tromped through the bedroom looking
no.
at everything.
No, so look at it, man. I get it. People joke about all the girls he's, you know, when he was married and what he had sex addiction. That was we went through that sex addiction every time. Wish they'd have had that damn thing around. I didn't even think to use that. That would have been a great one. Would have been a great one. I just didn't
that
know about
idea
that.
Hadn't been invented.
No. But all those things that he's done Phil Mickelson. Phil's another one. Everybody thought Phil was goody two shoes until we found out Phil, like, he bet on a cockroach running across the room, and, you know, he throw down $100,000 on that, you know, and we found out it's
yeah, up. I was a Tiger guy, not a Phil guy. Phil, I like the steely eyed competitor just running over everybody with a, you know, pile driver. And Phil was goofy.
When we went through a little Tiger Phil thing down here. Phil was playing great, and we got to see the best of it.
Right at Doral.
The 1 year at Doral.
I followed him around.
Played together Saturday and Sunday, and it was some of the most amazing golf to follow. That was on NBC, of course, and huge story and huge ratings that they were able to get the two, because you either liked one or the other. You very seldom like both guys. And I was the same way.
And that's what individual sports need, that contrast of personalities. And you look at the best tennis when they had McEnroe and anybody, really. But McEnroe and Lendl, we're going back, but. Golf doesn't have that right now. They got Scheffler, but they need somebody on the other side if it's going to have people paying attention again.
You left out Jimmy Connors, who was also a fun
Jimmy Connors. Yeah.
One.
I didn't want to show my age by going all the way back.
Oh, you could do that.
Okay. Yeah, I can't hide that.
No, don't worry about that one. So anyway, hey, we've got a lot of football stuff coming up here this week as the Miami Dolphins will be reporting tomorrow, and then first practice on Wednesday, so we'll get a chance to see the team. I don't think they're done, by the way, putting this roster together.
Oh, they better not be, right?
Still got three or four veteran corners out there. Everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with the youngest, Asante Samuel Jr. from St. Thomas Aquinas.
Well, we know where senior stands. We know where
his comments keep you from going after the kid.
No, absolutely not. Right, but it will be an uncomfortable talking point the first day, and then it'll be forgotten, right? He'll be asked about what his dad said about the Dolphins, which if you missed it,
he was another one jumped on the bash
very hard. Very hard.
He did. He went. But there's some other guys out there that have been around the league, played a lot of games last year. I'm guessing those guys all want to play. Going to the best situation and for the most money, right? Money's still going to...
They are, but none of them solve the... They help put a Band-Aid on the cornerback position. But Dolphins don't have a number one cornerback. And unless some major trade is coming, they're going to go through the season without a number one cornerback.
By the way, that could happen, too. There is a chance if... That could be part of this thing, and you wonder if the Dolphins aren't going to take a week or two to see what it looks like. I'm curious to see what the young guys. I want them all to get a chance. Guys they just drafted to.
You know, I would have been more curious if they had more young guys. If they had, you know, we talked about, yeah, they're building with youth, but they traded out of the third round. They could have brought in a couple more cornerbacks. Well, and that's really what they need. They need more competition, I think, to hope a couple emerge.
That bothered a lot of people when you moved up to 37 to get a big offensive guard. That offensive guard is not just another player. You moved up and gave up valuable draft picks to get him. That's how much you liked him. And that is screaming day one, hey, when they come out of meetings today and tomorrow and they line up Wednesday, because somebody's got to line up with the number ones, you know, and they tell you, don't read too much into it, media, but he needs to line up with that number one.
And they should talk about it that way, that it's obvious he's a starter. And so mentally, I'm sure they have. There's no hiding this.
I agree, Dave. Hey, we got to go to break here. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Chris Perkins going to join us from the Sun Sentinel at 8 o'clock. We'll get Perk's take on some of the things to look for that we're all going to be watching actually very closely starting here in just a few days. Right now, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership. Man, they're doing great work. I got to tell you, the homeless thing is something a lot of folks don't want to talk about, and stop signs and stop lights, and they come out and they're like, oh my God, every day this goes on. Well, I got to tell you, Chapman Partnership has put together a program for the homeless down in Dade County at their two facilities that they have. It is so much more than just housing or a warm meal. They are changing lives daily in our community by going beyond shelter and providing caring support. mental health doctors come in. Doctors come in, dentists. We've got babysitting services, all to help rehabilitation, with the goal being 3 to 4 months, helping families or individuals get back out on their feet. Find an apartment, find a job, and get back out. And with all this, this has been going on, man. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary at Chapman Partnership. They've helped so many people. Chapman's assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Hey, join me here in 2025 to celebrate and support the mission that's just getting bigger every day. More people we're helping, and we got a lot of great success stories you can feel good about. I tell everybody, things are going well in your life. You'd like to get involved. Join me at WQM to show your support to one of my favorite charities, and we'll be one of yours, making a big difference. Bam Adebayo, man, we can't thank you enough. I hear all the great things Bam and the Heat have done. Any level of support is so impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org. Any amount of money you can give will make a big difference. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.